This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The man who told Eddie Murphy to bury all his money in the backyard. Because the banks will come take it from you. When you get some money, go bury it in the backyard. That's what Eddie says. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. And then offered his daughter up to Eddie, too.
Oh, man.
He said, you got a girl? And he said, yeah, well, I'm married, sir. He said, well, you know, you look pretty nice. Yeah, my daughter, she's free. I said, I'm married. Well, that's all right. We work something out. You got to hear Eddie tell that story. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Check out the website. Take us with you in the Odyssey app on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody, and happy Father's Day to you folks in Duluth.
All right.
Up in Duluth.
All right now.
Doing all kinds of father stuff here. We got James there coming back because we are not going to be on tomorrow. So we thought we'd sort of
do some Father's Day today. Remind you that dads can go, something that dads can
go. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to say this, but my question is,
yes,
we'll come afterwards, but tomorrow, Father's free in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Correct?
College Football Hall of Fame. You go there, dads can get in free. Dads receive free admission with the purchase of any regular price ticket. That means you buy
If
you buy your ticket to go in, dad goes in free. And as a special bonus, the first 100 dads through the doors are going to get $25 gift cards from Home Depot.
But you're going to say an extra kid.
No, well, you do that. We're not going to try to get him to do that. But I'm just, you got a 25.
You get to take home an extra slice.
You got a $25 gift card from a Home Depot, and you know. So, I mean, if that's a football fan or just want to get him out of the house.
Or want to go, and by the way, when you walk into that place, wherever you went to college, if they got a football program, as soon as you put in your little information there, your school will be prominently displayed as you walk through there.
First of all, the helmet will light up.
There you go.
The wall of helmets. Mm-hmm. And then you can go up on the wall, and everything, practically the football history of your school will appear.
Yep.
And it's along with a lot of other things that you'll get to see down there. So it's great if you get a chance to go from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. tomorrow.
We are going to talk Braves with Paul Bird coming up in a little bit. Also get you set for today's matchups. You watch any of that? I mean, I know you watched a little bit of that NHL Finals. I'm not going to do a thing here, but did you see who showed up there in the suites?
Yeah.
So they showed up baseball games. They've been to hockey games. Of course, they've been to football games. Talking about Taylor and Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And, good for them.
Absolutely.
Good for them.
Why not?
All right, as we sit here on this Father's Day Eve, we had talked about telling a little story. Do you have one? Would you like to start us off with remembrance of your father?
It could be anything, right? It could be anything.
All right.
You know, and my goodness, we think about Father's Day and what I do, you know, what I've had a chance, the opportunity to do. And for some other reason, I've been thinking about the beginnings of it and how it started, mm-hmm. which was up the street a few blocks. And when I was in college.
Okay.
And so I found out I'm going to get a, you know, because I filled out an application back my senior year of high school, forgotten all about it. And my mom calls me in the dorm room and says, hey, you know, these people want to know if you want to come up and talk to them about working with them on the weekends, talking about WSB, which is a few blocks away from us here at Colony Square. And so, you know, I'm going to go. I said, okay, I need to go up there and visit them. I told my professor I'm not going to make classes that Monday because I want to go, got to go up and talk with these people. And my dad, if anybody who remembers my dad, anybody who knew my family, knew my dad, he had a gift for gab. He could talk. People enjoyed him talking. He was a talker. And I always felt like if the door, the path had been provided for him that I got to go through, that he would have probably done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of me going to talk with these people about the possibility of working there on weekends excited him, obviously. And so he says, you know what? Monday, I'm going to go up there with you. And so he rides up to SB with me because he wants to see it, see right. too, right? But more than anything, Greg, he wanted to go in and just be there with me to let them know that, first of all, he ain't going to give you no trouble. right.
You know, he had to give that sign of approval. Okay.
Right. He ain't going to give you no trouble.
All right.
You know, he's going to work hard. He's going to learn. And he comes from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, you know, and he said that other stuff he may not have known, but that he knew because he got up every day and went to work to make sure that I came from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I think about now, today on Father's Day, and getting a chance to do what I've been had a chance to do. And for some reason, it just made me think about that recently, that, you know, my chance to get through that door and work that he just wanted to go along. Like I say, he wanted to see it. But he wanted to let him know, hey, he ain't going to give you no trouble.
That's my takeaway from this.
Right?
That's my takeaway.
Yeah, man. So I think about Pops, man.
That's
so
nice.
I appreciate that.
That's nice. Listen, if you've been any part of the show, you know how much my father has been a part of this and the things that I have been through up and down Sarasota when he got ill back in 20. Well, when we moved him from his home to the facility. And the dude lasted into his 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was living there by himself. But this is the story I've chosen to tell. He always enjoyed seeing me when I would pop up in these commercials or on a TV show. Or I would tell him, this show is coming up, because he didn't watch none of it. He didn't watch Survivor's Remorse, right?
Right.
He didn't watch. But, you know, when a TV commercial ran regionally, I would send it down to him. So he got a kick out of seeing me, and he'd tell all his friends, right? This 80, 90-year-old man. But I had never been, through this time, as I've done auditions, liked, you know, you pick at yourself. You're your worst critic. And so my smile was something I always felt was something that, now that I see myself, man, I got to work on that. And, you know, there's only so much you can do, whitening and brushing and all this. But it was the way my teeth were lined up, and that's neglect on my part. So when he got from, he went from assisted living to memory care, he was still communicating. He was still, you know, he just couldn't walk around the way he used to, and he was slipping up there with Captain Kirk from time to time. We joked about that, by the way. But when we had conversations where I knew he was with me, he would say things like, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He'd go, "Hey, man, I got enough money to stay in this place." He would ask that, right? And I'd go, "Man, you fine. As long as you don't live to be 250, you'd be all right." Right? And then the other thing was, he would joke with me from time to time. He goes, "What you going to do with what I leave you?" Right? So this is where I'm going with this. And again, we're not talking about Rockefellers here, okay? So I said, "Well, whatever you leave me, A, I'll be appreciated of, but I have decided what I'm going to do." And he said, "What you going to do?" I said, "Well, you know, you like seeing me in these commercials, right?" And he says, "Yeah." I says, "Well, I don't like the way my smile is. And I realize it's a me problem, but I'm going to take whatever you leave behind, and you're going to take me to the dentist again like you did when I was 7 or 8. And he had this humongous smile pop on his face.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. So as you sit here listening to this man on June 14th, 2025, I am in my 7th week of wearing Invisaligns.
Yeah. You've been working on it.
I have been. And I am changing my smile. And this is my tribute to my father.
Yeah.
Who I was gone a week or so ago because his first birthday after passing last year was June 3rd, and then a few days later was the anniversary of D-Day, which he was at was June 6th.
Yeah.
So I jumped in the car, and I thanked everybody, and Tracy and everybody else who let me go up there and just sort of be in Oak Park and walk around Chicago and things like that, my nephew. But yeah, I'm wearing Invisaligns right now. And by the way, at that event we had last night,
he's still taking you to the dentist.
He's still taking me to the dentist, and I knew that brought on one of the biggest smiles. He didn't have to say nothing, and he wasn't communicating that much. But when I said, "This is what I'm doing with you leaving, you're going to help me fix my smile," and he just grinned from ear to ear, and I felt like, okay, there we go. All right, Sam and Greg, Noel, we do not want to exclude you from this. Would you please join us and give us a remembrance?
Give us something
from your pops.
You tell us about him in football all the time.
Well, I had more of a go to work and come home and spend the rest of the day on the lazy boy dad.
Okay.
And those afforded me two really interesting moments. One, before I turned 12 and got into football, I just could not understand what all the screaming and yelling was about going on at 1 p.m. in the afternoon on Sundays. Like, why is he doing this? And why is the TV always occupied at 3 o'clock on Saturday? Like, what is that about? UNC football. Now I know this.
Okay.
I got 12 and discovered Michael Vick. I've been kind of watching the Falcons, but not like that diehard about it. And next thing I knew, I started yelling at the TV. Yelling, shaking fists, saying words I probably shouldn't have been saying. Yeah, I went from not understanding to 100% understanding. Second, when I was 12, I got my first, I like to call it, baby's first 5 games Hawks package. My dad had this great idea that we were going to go see basketball together until it became time to go see basketball together. And then he realized, I got to get in the car and then drive downtown and then come back and then get up and go to work the next morning. No, I don't think that's going to happen. So my sister, because I have a much older sister, a 14-year-older sister, so she took me to these games, and we've been going to sporting events ever since. We have Falcon season tickets now.
Whoa.
We hear about that.
That's how it started.
That's how it started. It was supposed to be an outing for me and my dad to go see Michael Jordan. He was a big Jordan guy. He's from North Carolina. So Jordan, the Wizards was in that package. It should have been like 2001, 2002. And I got to see Jordan in person, maybe for about 15 minutes of game time in 01. But I got to see Jordan in person in the 18s, and that was very nice. So shout out to Pop.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
I didn't tell the story you thought I was going to tell. I'd tell the other one. She wanted me to tell the one about what Pops did and why I only have one set of grandparents.
Because I hadn't heard that one.
You hadn't heard that one?
Yeah.
Should I knock it out real quick?
Go for it.
All right. So you and I, Noel, for purposes of this story, you and Sam are my parents.
Okay.
All right. So I only had one set of grandparents, ladies and gentlemen. And here's how it happened. Since Sam was a little boy, who's my father, you were raised by a single dad. Noelle, same thing. You were raised by a single mother. You and Sam go to college, Hampton, by the way,
mm-hmm.
meet, fall in love, get married, start a family. Now, as you guys are just going through life, you got a couple kids, they're getting a little older there, and you, Sam, my father, goes to Noelle, my mother, and suggests, hey, you know what? I don't like the way Pops is kind of just sitting around and he's not doing nothing and the neighborhood is getting kind of, you know, kind of crazy and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, they know each other. And then Noelle cuts you off. And she says, you know what? I was thinking the same thing about Mama. I don't know, you know, that area around the church where she lives is getting kind of dangerous and she's by herself. And the next thing you know, you suggest to Noelle, my father suggests to my mother, that we put our parents together. And the next thing you know, your father marries my mother. Right?
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, in other words, yeah, so after yeah. my... Bring that down just a little bit, Noelle, the music, just because I want to make sure everything's clear on this.
Yeah.
So after my mother and father were married, were both raised by single parents.
Okay.
My mother's mother married my father's father.
Wow.
Then you and Noelle, which are my parents, had another kid, which was me.
Whoa.
So okay. I only had one set of grandparents growing up. Again, you two marry, start a family. Your parents, they don't want them by themselves anymore. You bring, and they know each other from in-law meetings right, and get-togethers, right, holidays, right. and things like that. So, you know.
It wasn't like they're strangers.
No, they weren't. They were strangers. And there's no crazy, you know, big Arkansas craziness, backwoods stuff going on here. It's all very up and up.
What are you trying to say about the folk in Arkansas, man?
Far enough away. And so after my parents were married and had my older brother and sister, like Noelle, I got a much older brother and sisters. My mother's mother married my father's father, and then my parents had another kid, which was me. So there you go. That's how you can have one set of grandparents and not worry about having a third eye or an ear or nothing like that.
Well, you try to say about the folks from Arkansas, man.
You know, it's a wonderful thing. Anyway, so there you go. Happy Father's Day. But as I was told throughout my life, it was my father who suggested that to my mother. So that's why I brought it up on Father's Day. Paul Byrd, he is coming up next. Folks are going to be telling that story all day long. Paul Byrd is going to be showing up here next. We have not talked to him this entire season. We've tried. He's been traveling. But he's going to give us his thoughts on what's going on with this Braves team. It is Sam and Greg, pre-Father's Day here on a Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.